Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 16th of November, recording at 7:37 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first point to make, this is a really exciting day of the many exciting days that we have, but let me give you a quick review here. Stock markets, firm in Asia among the leaders, Japan and that's been Japan and South Korea. Profit taking in Europe, but profit taking coming into the U.S. today as well. That's not the main action by far. Bonds, government bonds, I'm pretty steady in here. This is, I think, both a short covering rally and a little bit of a response to people feeling that maybe stock markets have been a little bit overextended recently following their very good gains. And they're also rallying from previous support. I've been pointing out the commenting on the loss of downward momentum that we were seeing near the March lows in most instances. Dollar strong in here again, well, firm I should say in here again today. It's eroded some of the gains as I speak. The big news is really in the precious metals, and we've had some explosive moves. Gold currently up $10 here. That's despite the dollar strength, and others performing accordingly. Silver is just blasted. It up over 20 cents in here today, and currently above the psychological $8 barrier. Okay. Last highlight, energy, stronger. All right, let's go back to the stock markets, and we're living dangerously, I think, in this environment, but no market that I am aware of, and we look at pretty well all the indices, we look at all the indices, none of them have broken the October low that I'm aware of. And those October lows are important. But I have been mentioning that recently that some of them do show top formation characteristics overall. The best of the good news was the strength that we'd seen on Wall Street because of the Wall Street leash effect. But again, my best case scenario is that markets stay reasonably firm through the end of this year and into the first quarter of 2006. I do maintain that this is an elderly bull phase, and that best case scenario would almost certainly represent its last charge. I know that's not a consensus view, which I think, if you'll forgive the apparent arrogance of this comment, probably increases my confidence that it's perhaps not a bad forecast, because we're getting some very aggressive forecasts for 2006, and that would be at odds with certainly what we've seen historically in the second year of an election cycle, and also against the background of the rising interest rates that we're currently seeing. Now, maybe there's a way through that does accommodate the bulls, and that would be if you get Greenspan and Bernanke saying rates have gone up enough, and then they start lowering them again before too very long. But I think probably there's a significant market correction between now and then. But good sectors, you know, it's what I like all along. Japan, South Korea, among the industrialized giants. India, my very favorite there. I do like Thailand, although Thailand has had the strong headwind of the rising interest rates, and then the bird flu concerns and so on. But have a look at those of you who own this fund, which I do. I've been holding it since May or June 2003, and took some out at the end of 2004, and then picked it back up again on the setbacks. But that's that Aberdeen New Thai Fund. Hugo Young runs that, and my goodness, he knows his job, because that's performing very well up in here again today, up near the higher side of the range, while The Thai market is just trapped in a trading range and has been drifting down in here within that range in the last few days. It's still very, very, very much in a tight range, but that relative performance is impressive, and you can check it out in the chart library, of course. Okay, resources. These resources sector looks terrific. Silver Standard Resources surged today. Newmont was up quite a bit until the stock market started to come off. Thing is that the metals will do better in here than the shares if the stock market starts to catch some flak generally. My biggest concern about the precious metals, though, as you've heard before, is that if stock markets saw a eyebrow-raising sell-off, I'm not predicting that right now, but if stock markets did see an eyebrow-raising sell-off, then I think that that would spill over and hit the precious metals once again, as we saw in the middle of October. What I certainly do see, though, is a number of stock markets that are overbought in the short term and due for some consolidation, and others that are looking a bit worrying after some accelerated advances showing signs of top formation development. I'm sure that'll make for a lively chart seminar on Thursday and Friday. I look forward to it. I think, I especially look forward to meeting subscribers there, so please introduce yourselves. Now, moving on to these bonds, I see the technical action, and it's predictable above those March lows, and we've seen some upper dynamics, so I'd give the upside the benefit of the doubt in the short term. It may well create another selling opportunity at higher levels. I'm not going to play this rally because it's within an overall top formation, but I'd be delighted to see it continue. And as I say, that would create the next short selling opportunity. And my overall strategy is to sell the fixed interest, long dated fixed interest contracts after technical rallies tire. I hope to be doing that for a number of years. And I've been doing it since that sort of mid 2003 level with mixed success, but more success than mixed. Getting on to the US dollar. Well, a little bit more evidence that there were, prior to this breakout, that there were more talking bulls than acting bulls, and I have described it as a momentum play, and I think people have been coming in. There's certainly not huge aggressive buying in here. It's sort of little taking these little nervous moves on the upside, and nevertheless, though, no sign that this move is over. Although I don't think it would like a fright on Wall Street, so you have to watch out for that. I remain long the dollar against the euro and the Swiss franc. The Swiss franc position is the bigger of the two. Precious metals. Well, these patterns are just showing a lot of pent-up potential. They have been for quite some time, of course. This is ranging, very firm overall activity. The drama within the sector, as you know, started a couple of weeks ago, at least, with palladium and platinum moving upwards. People keep saying to me, "How come palladium is so strong?" I've said all along, the key to strength in palladium, which is the laggard, was that platinum would have to go again on the upside. The better platinum did, the more certain it was that we would see a dramatic recovery in the palladium market. And that's because while platinum was in that long-ranging pattern, no one posted that today, so you can see it, that a lot of people said, "Well, this looks toppy, it's going to break down." There were a lot of people who said this resources move is just cyclical, it's not secular, and so they were really quite cautious and feeling that platinum would come down. The automobile industry, at any rate, that uses these and the catalytic converters, was waiting. But when platinum broke upwards once again, then this huge price disparity looked like it was certainly going to be around for a very long time. They said, right, we've got to go for the cheaper palladium, which is substitutable, given a little retooling by the automobile industry. Now, silver, this is a new high for this phase of the move in here today. Deck silver, 804 as I speak. It has been bouncing around a bit, but that's I think that's the high of the day that I've seen. It must be up 24, 25 cents in here. So very, very powerful move on the charts. And if it extends this tomorrow, it's up, up, and away. And gold, well, I've already told you, up $10 in here, very firm, and not that far away from a breakout as well. But gold is currently the laggard, and gold often is the laggard in this in these moves overall. But hugely exciting stuff. Now, crude oil. This could be important. Picking up, I'm just going to put the chart up here at the moment because the after-hours prices don't give me the clearest of pictures. But let me see. Currently showing up about 88 cents. Yes, off the high. It was up over a dollar at one stage. Not looking like a big deal on the chart at this stage. It would have been if it had closed. Well, it would have to close stronger than that. So. We're still within this, very much within this orderly downtrend, but it is firmer today. The natural gas has been very strong here today. Currently on the December contract, up 77 cents. And, that's not too far from the high of the day at 12.33 in the dogs of the portfolio department. That's not looking so bad for me here now. Although the initial purchase of these latest purchases that I've had, I've been in and out of natural gas all on the long side so many times in the last 2, 3 years. It's been one of my most profitable, probably is this year's most profitable trading vehicle for me, even more so than silver. Although silver's come on like gangbusters here today, as I've already mentioned. Now, it's a pretty good chart. Remember that natural gas had that upside key day reversal, which looked like it had marked a low, and then it ranged for a while. But this is a little bit of a breakout of sorts. There's plenty of overhead supply here, but. Again, this is in a secular bull market. It's one of the supply and elasticity stories. And cold weather, as and when it arrives, can fuel further gains, no pun intended. Now, dogs of the portfolio, cocoa up 14 in here today. That's a London contract, but we can best we can say about this is cheap, but it looks a little dodgy here. I'm a stale bull in my current position in cocoa. What else to mention? I think that's pretty much it, folks. Now, I do have the chart seminar tomorrow, as you know. Oh, and just so people don't send me lots of emails saying, "Gosh, what's the problem? What's going on here?" Owen's wife, Mrs. Tracy's father, who lives in Beijing, is critically ill, and Owen has had to fly out with his wife, and they're flying to Beijing tomorrow, so he's going to be gone for a while. So I will be conducting TCS on my own with the usual excellent backup team that I have around. But Owen was very disappointed because he was planning to. Obviously, the main factor is, obviously, very upset over his father-in-law's illness. But he also very disappointed about TCS because he was looking forward to conducting the opening half day tomorrow. And I know Owen's very popular. A number of with subscribers, a number of people were looking forward to his opening of TCS. But I will just have to do the best I can on your behalf if you're coming along to that. And that's it, folks. Minimal comment of the day tomorrow, but I will do the audios. All the best.